Good morning, everybody. Let's try that again. Good morning, everybody. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before I get to that, a pet peeve of mine that I came across on the Twitter feed, just thought I'd point out. Many of us feel the same way.
I had a pet peeve once, but it pissed all over the house, and so Judy and I put it in a shelter.
My dog won't stop peeing and pooping the pug in the house, and it's just, you know, the family split up, and it's moving to different places, and different kids ain't around, and it's a behavioral thing. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to fix that. What am I, some sort of, I need a doggy psychologist to deal with the divorce in a family?
Probably, or some sort of trainer or something. Although I remember years ago when Tigger the cat was whizzing all over the house, and I became convinced through, you know, wise counsel of concerned people that it was, you know, because, you know, we'd gotten a dog and blah, 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 even though the cat was kept away, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, we've obviously made the thing crazy, and we're trying to deal with it for quite some time as it cost us thousands of dollars in ruined carpets and stuff like that. Then it turned out the thing had kidney disease. Mm. It didn't give a shit about the dogs. It had severe kidney disease.
Yeah. Peed on one of my favorite shirts.
Oh, now it's personal.
That was in a pile of laundry, and I thought, well, it's no big deal. I'll throw it in the washer. Can't get that smell out, even in the washing machine.
Wow.
I don't know what that is. I was disappointed by that. So you and executive producer Hanson were talking about something that I don't know what it is, but I know the genre.
Mm.
And that is hot chick on the internet.
Yeah, San Diego former playmate and Maxim model getting some coverage because she says, I'm too beautiful for love.
Right. And then people,
men are scared to date me.
And then people click on the picture. So I've grown so tired of this. I mean, it makes me just, all right. The so-and-so claps back against people who think she's too skinny or whatever. These super hot chicks who claim the world is out to get them with a very, very thin veil of, you know, truth to that, just for a story so people will click on them in their workout pants or bikini or whatever. It's just, yeah, it's so freaking tiring.
Yeah, giving the middle finger to the haters. There's like two people on Twitter who said you're too skinny. So
so-and-so thinks her butt looks good. What do you think? Yeah, well, she's a professional freaking model. She knows what her butt looks like. God dang it.
Her butt awareness level is very high.
What bothers me, I'm not led around by that. I don't click on that stuff, but it bothers me that are there so many men that you're willing to be led around by the nose by these stupid premises? Are you really? If you want to look at hot chicks, Google hot chicks and look at them until you're tired. But don't get sucked into these news stories. I guess it bothers me because it like waters down news stuff, and I have to wade through the crap to get to actual stories. Okay, if you want to look at hot chicks all day long, but why do you need a thinly veiled premise to do it?
I don't know. It's so clearly fraudulent. It kind of insults the intelligence. I don't get fired up like you are, evidently, just because, you know, guys are doing something serious. And say I'm doing something serious. And I see a headline that one of your big time golfers, I'll pick somebody everybody's heard of, Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson's getting a better club speed than ever. Why? I gotta think. Well, you know, I'm kind of mildly curious. It's probably dumb, but I'll check it out. It's just a distraction. Kim Kardashian, is she showing too much boob? I don't know.
I need less distractions when I'm trying to find news. That's what I'm just saying. Can you put all those in one place?
I mean, you can watch Kim Kardashian engaged in sex acts.
That's not a good comparison because Phil Mickelson might have a unique idea for how to swing a golf club that you're going to find in that article.
Right.
You're only going to find a hot chick that you can find any freaking where on the internet when you click on that other thing.
And actually, nobody is the least bit concerned about how much boob she shows.
So,
it's true. It's a good point.
Transparently thin. If you want to look at hot chicks, look at them all day long. Don't fall for the thinly veiled premise. They'll just give us more of them in our news feeds and water down the news.
Dating is hard. Guys are scared because I'm so beautiful, says Chevalier, a 27-year-old model.
Wow, she's so hot. Guys want to date her? I need to click on that.
Because I'm tall, I'm 5'10", I'm beautiful, and I have a very intense personality. And you have anaphylactic shock lips and giant fake boobs.
I don't blame her. I blame you freaking morons who click on that stuff. What is wrong with you? You're encouraging them. There's going to be more of that.
I've been on dates where guys just can't speak to me, said The Smoke Show, who regularly posts smoldering swimsuit snaps, which is a hot link, of course, for her 2.9 million Instagram followers. The men that do chat me up are usually too cocky and self-obsessed. They clearly go for every pretty girl in the room.
All right.
I just, this is making me less alive.
Right, exactly. Right.
Couldn't hate this more.
So getting back to the thing I teased at the very beginning, this was one of the shower thoughts on Reddit the other day. I'm kind of new to Reddit. I just downloaded the app not long ago. It's like everything on the internet. If used properly, it's freaking fantastic. Depending on what you're into. But if you don't use it properly, it's the worst thing ever. Like everything on the internet.
It's a rabbit hole. Nice job, rabbit hole.
Anyway, I like this shower thought. If you're one of those public speakers that stands up in front of a group of people and says, "Good morning. Oh, come on. We can do better than that. Good morning." I automatically do not like you from that moment on. And I thought that you dead on. You hit me with that. No, no, no. Come on. Good morning. And everybody says good morning because they feel guilty, I guess.
Good morning.
That we didn't say good morning loudly enough to you.
Because I owe you something?
Yeah, exactly. I automatically hate you and not going to hear anything you say from that point on. So you did not, like, get me more engaged or whatever it is you think you're doing as a public speaker. You made me hate you. You made me hate you, and I will no longer care about anything you have to say.
That's funny. I was just going to use the word engaged. So you want me to be engaged with your speech, not because it's engaging, but because you ordered me to be engaged.
You ordered me to say good morning louder.
Yeah. No, not in.
How many
good
people,
morning.
And it's funny, people always react by more loudly saying good morning because I guess, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with this guy. We didn't say good morning loud enough. What might he do to us? Yeah.
Man.
To check out the latest on the Biden voting rights saga, check out nakednews.com. Well, I guess that's it.